The U.S. Senate tax bill would open the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil lease sales and split revenues with the state 50-50. Some Alaskans insist the state should get 90% as promised in the Statehood Act. But if the tax bill passes, some opponents warn the state's actual revenues from ANWR, no matter how much oil companies bid, could be zero. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin explains.
Matt Lee Ashley sees lots of reasons not to pass the tax bill. He works for the Center for American Progress, a liberal think tank. But he wants Alaskans to know the $1 billion the Congressional Budget Office projects the state would get from the first decade of lease sales in the refuge may never materialize.
For the next 10 years, if the tax bill passes, there would be no money going back to the state of Alaska from mineral leasing in the state on federal lands.
So, he says, no money to the state from oil leases in ANWR due to a budget control law known as PAYGO. Lee Ashley was an Interior Department official during the Obama administration. He acknowledges this zero-day scenario is not certain. But legally, if Congress passes the tax bill and takes no further action, that could trigger automatic spending cuts under PAYGO. And far more than ANWR revenues are at stake. Congress passed PAYGO, or the Statutory Pay-as-You-Go Act, years ago to try to stop itself from adding to the deficit. If Congress spends more than it brings in, PAYGO imposes immediate budget cuts. And Lee Ashley says that's where Congress is heading.
The tax bill obviously would result in a massive increase to the budget deficit and therefore trigger cuts to other federal programs.
Some programs are protected. PAYGO can't touch Social Security payments, for instance, or veterans benefits. Medicare, the insurance program for older people, is partially protected but could lose $25 billion a year. Lee Ashley points to a report from the Congressional Budget Office that says the remaining unprotected programs don't add up to nearly as much as the Republican tax bill is projected to cost.
And therefore, those programs would be entirely eliminated.
Among the 200-plus programs that would be subject to the automatic acts are social service block grants, certain highway and airport funds, student loans, money for crime victims, and the payments to western states for oil drilling on federal lands. That's the category that would include ANWR revenues. Unless otherwise protected, in the event of a big deficit, these programs could be reduced to zero. How likely do you think that scenario is?
Not very likely.
Jim Capretta worked for the White House Office of Management and Budget under George W. Bush. He's now at the American Enterprise Institute, a conservative think tank. He says it's possible a lot of programs could be zeroed out, but it's not probable for political reasons.
Most Democratic representatives in Congress are likely to find those cuts unpalatable, just as many Republicans would, including a very large cut in Medicare. And so I think there will end up being bipartisan support to waive the cuts.
Congress can pass another bill saying the PAYGO Act doesn't apply or doesn't apply to certain programs. Republican leaders have already pledged to stop a PAYGO cut to Medicare. A PAYGO waiver would have to be separate from the tax legislation, and it would likely take 60 votes to get it passed. But Capretta says that shouldn't be a problem because these cuts would be so unpopular, Congress would feel compelled to block PAYGO from going into effect.
It's just the amounts that are required now under the tax bill would be so large that I think they would almost surely have to be undone.
For Alaska's congressional delegation and others in favor of oil development in the Arctic Refuge, the benefits go beyond the revenue the state is supposed to get from the first lease sales. To them, ANWR means jobs, a boost to the economy, and, if all goes well, more oil for the Trans-Alaska pipeline. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.